online, offline, bottom line. Sendoff.net.
Welcome back, everybody, to Sundog the Podcast. It's the show where we talk about everything related to marketing plus technology. And hopefully by the end of today's show, we'll give you something that you can take to help improve your company's bottom line. I'm the senior editor here at Sundog Studios, Lon Keller. And joining us around the table today is our chief operating officer, Mr. Eric Dukart.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Also with us is our marketing and social intern, Marcus Wiley. Welcome, first time on the show.
Hello, thank you.
Nice to have you here. And sitting next to him, we have our social and data analyst, Alyssa Dahl. Good morning, Alyssa.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
Not bad at all. Well, what we're going to be talking about today, folks, is social listening and CRM. And I'm going to start with Alyssa first. And I just kind of want to get your perspective on this and why Sundog and, of course, other companies around the country are taking such a great interest in this lately.
Well, one of the things is with all of these social networks and Twitter and Facebook, people want to know what's being said about their brand out there and how they can utilize these conversations and develop insights to make it beneficial for their company, to get these insights and turn them into actually problems to solve and making these conversations actually reliable and usable. So some of the things that you might find beneficial from all of these tools is the engagement and how to interact with someone as they mention your social, as they mention your brand, the workflow, how you hand off these conversations to the right people in your organization, and actually analyzing all of these conversations to get the right insights out of these tools. So we looked into multiple tools within the atmosphere today. There's so many tools out there, and they're so new and it's happening so fast. You really need to analyze each one and get in mind right what you're looking for and what you want out of this tool and how you're going to use it as a company in order to pick the right tool. There's a lot of different price ranges and there's a lot of different features to each of these tools, so you want to make sure to find the one that's right for your company.
How real time are the measurements? I mean, how advanced is the technology on this already?
I mean, the measurements are real time in all of the tools. The thing that varies is the historical data you get with each tool. Some of the tools only allow you to pull if you set up your company name and you want to monitor that. Some of the tools only give you 1 month of data. Some of the tools give you 1 year of data. Some of the tools start right from when you set it up. And so that's an important feature you want to take a look at and you want to know. So when you're monitoring, you can see historical data is really important to us to see what they've been measuring so we can get that those insights from the time prior.
Can a user set up the tool to alert for certain events? Can you specify certain events to monitor for and have alerts for those?
Sure. Some of the tools actually have email alerts or mobile alerts, but it definitely differs with tools.
Why would you want an alert, first of all? Give me a scenario of why we would be looking for that.
Well, let's say that there was something negative in the space being said about your company. It would be important to realize that that's going on and respond to it in a timely manner so that people are seeing that you're paying attention to their needs and responding quickly.
Is it a keyword search you put in?
Most of the tools are keyword or query search. Yeah,
I think what's interesting about this, as we talk about the tools that are out there, is as the organizations look at the tool set that they are interested in, they need to again identify what are they looking for. So there's social listening tools out. So I want to see what kind of sentiments is out there, what kind of mentions are happening. But then we also have this need for workflow. So you have all these different messages that you're trying to get out across platforms, and how do you automate that process to make it easier? So, you know, I think as we looked across the different tool sets and did our analysis on them, there really were those different categories that we had to flag. And I think as we were doing research and looking to see best of breed tools out there, You have to kind of look at it in different categories.
One of the big things that, you know, companies really want to focus on is, okay, there's all this there could be negative energy out there about your company, and you really want to engage in that in order to turn those negative influencers into advocates for your company and positive influencers. And so talking to them one-on-one and really connecting with them and realizing that you are listening can really benefit you in the long run.
And I think that's why it's important to look for a tool that does have an influence ranking so that you can identify those influencers who are reaching more people on your networks.
So let's talk about the tools. You know, what are, you know, as we were looking, you know, some of the tools that are out there, you know, the different categories of tools, you know, what are the ones that we saw bubbling up to the top?
Sure. We really identified three different modes that we were looking at. The high-end client model, where they would actually be able to identify multiple searches and do competitive analysis. Most companies are looking not only for themselves, but what their competitors are saying in the atmosphere. And something similar that we were looking for was an agency model, but we actually wanted to monitor for multiple clients. So we needed to be able to do multiple searches with multiple clients and multiple competitive analysis for each one. So we needed more of an unlimited amount of queries. And then the lower end client model, which are free or cheaper tools that a lot of them have similar capabilities, but I don't know, what would you say the biggest difference is?
Yeah, so the two tools that bubbled to the top for us were Simosis and Radian6. They offer the engagement, the workflow, and the insights portion to the tool. A lot of tools that are less expensive will monitor the name by a keyword, but they won't really collaborate all of the data into a way you can actually dig into that data and analyze it all. With Radian6 and Simosis, you can get into actual buckets, so you can see, okay, on this keyword, what's the demographic around the tool? Were there females or males talking about them? Okay, let's dive into that next and say, okay, what did the females say about the brand? And so we really focused on the engagement, the workflow, and the insights portion when looking at these tools. And Simosis and Radian6 were the ones that really bubbled to the top for us and for our clients.
So being in this space for a couple of years now, I think one of the things that's interesting is we're talking about the tools and the functionality of the tools that are out there, which is critical kind of as a foundational element. But in the end, there's still work that needs to be done. And that analysis and the ability to drive insights out of what you're hearing out on the social networks. And I think what we're finding with clients is people are moving from the listening phase to really now, how do I engage with my clients? With my customers. And so being able to make sure that as you're out listening to the sediment that's happening, the mentions that are happening, having that plan in place to be able to now engage with them, because it's no longer really just you being on the periphery seeing what people are saying, but people now expect you to be able to engage with them on the different social networks.
And it's important to take into consideration that workflow, because this is also an internal process change as well as just a tool. So you really want to take into consideration, how is this going to really affect and tie into your organization, and who are the right people in each department to bring into this tool to help monitor and engage?
Salesforce, we talked about this on a couple podcasts ago, recently purchased Radian6. Eric, have you seen any integration of the Radian6 services directly into Salesforce, or are they still, you know, trying to figure out what to do with it exactly?
It's definitely being unveiled right now. We recently just got back from CloudForce, one of Salesforce's big events in Minneapolis. And they did a great job demoing what really is the vision for where social engagement is going. And I think as organizations look at what's happening in the social space, I think it's critical that they look at social now as another one of the main channels that they need to be able to track from a customer service perspective and from a marketing perspective. And I think that's the real excitement about the Radian6 Salesforce merger that has happened, and having all of that underneath the Salesforce platform, is as you're out listening and engaging with customers in the social networks, that ability to be able to bring the information back into your CRM, to be able to, if you are having customer service issues, if you're having questions that are being asked out on the networks, because as we're seeing, people now are going to their social networks to learn ask questions and engage, as opposed to going to company websites and call centers. And I think that the technical ability to be able to pull that back into your CRM so that your customer service team can support them, or marketing opportunities that are out there, getting that into your marketing and sales team's hands to be able to handle it. So, you know, definitely not only is the social space moving forward and the tools are all working to keep up with that, but now we've got this merger of what's happening in the social engagement side with what's happening in the CRM side.
Yeah, so this is definitely an evolution for social media, is when you can actually pertain it to specific leads and specific customers to make something meaningful for your organization and retain an ROI.
Since in general these tools are quite new, does a company really, should they really have a person dedicated right away to monitoring this, since it is so new and it's so fluid and ever-changing? Do you really need someone on top of it, or is this something that you can implement and just kind of let it sit and turn out its reports and email you every once in a while?
I think if you look at the major brands that are doing it right, a lot of them are calling, you know, central control or control stations, where they have teams now that are all huddled in a room monitoring all of the different channels that are out there and working
mission control.
So, mission control.
I'll be darned. Okay.
And I think that's really the movement or mode that needs to be there. You need the people to be able to understand what to do with it and to be able to learn from what they're seeing out there. But again, as we're talking through this podcast here, you need the tools to be able to do that. So selecting the right tool for what you're trying to accomplish, making sure that tool is integrated back in with your CRM solution, and then having the right people with the right expertise to be able to handle it.
And when Eric talks about the right people too, it's not just someone that knows Facebook. It's not just someone that knows Twitter. They have the business mind. They're engaged in social media themselves, and they have this drive, and they understand what's going on in all parts of the company, because really the social media comes in and it is the entire brand.
Right. It really is the movement that we're seeing in marketing. You know, everything that's happening in marketing is now moving into that social space. And being able to make sure you've got the people that understand how to interact in that space. And again, getting them equipped with the right tools is key.
So in a lot of spaces, you have the marketing department, you have the PR department, you have all of these different departments in silos. And with social media, is really forcing them to integrate and create more of a connection, not only externally and the conversations that are happening, but internally, and maybe even reshaping your internal structure of your organization.
So maybe to help people get started here, team, what, you know, if you're a large organization looking to fully integrate with CRM, what do we recommend? If you're a smaller company looking to get started, what do we recommend?
Yeah, I think the first thing to recommend, if you're a large organization and you really want to do it, tie into Salesforce and your CRM system, Radian 6 is the way to go. That's the one I would recommend. And if you're a small organization and you just want to monitor what's being said about your brand, a free tool is Google Alerts, just to get started and get an email sent to you when your brand is mentioned.
Yeah, really, from what I've seen, I just think that developing your goals and objectives before even venturing into the atmosphere of social is, and these listening tools, is really important. Deciding what you need out of the tool, because these demos are very time consuming. We spent a good, I'd say, 2 months looking through multiple demos, and if you didn't know what you were looking for when you went into these meetings, it really makes it that much more time consuming.
What parameters or reports do these tools not offer that you're hoping they're going to develop sometime soon? What data are you not getting out of them yet?
What we're seeing from an analysis and insight perspective is really there's data points that are coming out of your social tools in terms of, again, the sentiment, the mentions, what is being said by what channel. Again, most of these tools now can not only look across the social networks, but they're looking across blogs and main media sources, news sites. The data piece that's still missing, and again, I think that's what's exciting about what we're seeing in the social and CRM merger space, is how do we take that information you're gathering and get it back, tie it back to an actual person, as opposed to a handle that might be out on there. So some of the data that's still missing and reporting that's missing, that we're having to do a lot of more custom insights and analysis around, is, again, tying what's happening in that social space to other marketing channels back to who is the customer that we're trying to affect.
And that's where Salesforce comes in nice and strong.
It's getting there, yep.
So I don't know if you've seen some of the commercials out there for Wheat Thins, but they actually take this Wheat Thins truck around and they go knock on these doors of these people that actually tweet about Wheat Thins, and then they deliver a whole entire shipment of Wheat Thins to this person. And so that's really where you're tying the social back to a person and a company is listening.
Yep, absolutely. Great example.
Okay, I don't know the next question. What haven't we touched on yet?
We're done.
We're done? Yeah. Well, we're at about 15 minutes. That's about right. I mean, seriously, is there anything else you guys didn't hit?
No, I think you know, just to kind of maybe wrap it up here, as we were looking with these tools, again, it's a very complicated space, and we know that social is moving very fast, and we wanted to spend this time helping everybody out there just take one step ahead. As Marcus described, make sure you've got your goals and objectives aligned as to what you're trying to accomplish as you're looking at these tools. And once you start honing in on the tool set, you know, with really kind of that Radian 6 osmosis bubbling to the top, make sure you're looking long-term around how do we take our social engagement that's happening and make sure it can tie into some of those back-end systems so that we can truly learn who our customer is.
That's really the key. You can react to the, you know, if you're getting negative publicity or something, but the main goal is always to look down the road.
Absolutely.
And a little plug in here, there is a couple of blogs out on our website about these social media listening tools and a little summary of each one that we did analyze. So if you want to go out to sundog.net/sunblog, you can take a look and see what the summaries are of each tool to help you get started a little bit more in analyzing these tools.
And we'll have that link in the show notes for you folks. So if anyone has questions for the panelists, you can send an email to thepodcast@sundog.net. For Eric, Marcus, and Alyssa, I'm Lon Keller. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time for another edition of Sundog, the podcast.